The Cam Golf teams are hitting the tee boxes to prepare for their first official meet of the season later this week. With practices over the last few weeks, the Cougars have been working on both the mental game and finding their strengths and weaknesses in every club that they've got in their bag.
Little things like course management, you know, can they make better decisions on what club to hit? Little things like that, you know, stuff that they kind of have to work through themselves. And that comes from playing. Do you hit driver here and give your chance to, you know, to be in the woods, or do you hit a fairway iron or a fairway wood or an iron off the tee box? You know, just some maturity and decision making in some of that to give themselves better opportunities to post better scores.
Camp features both a boys and girls team this season. The girls feature three new golfers, including Jenna Platt, Caitlin Platt, and Haley Keeler. On the boys' side, camp features around 12 boys, including Chase Jotty, who finished fourth in state last year, Braden Bonsack, Cody Van Tiger, and Austin Eblin, who all look to bring their all this season. While the end goals are different between these two teams, head coach Joe Wollum just wants to see improvement throughout the season for both of them.
Well, you know, on the girls' side, we got three girls out. All three girls, you know, their first year in golf. So excited to see them grow as golfers. You know, and we got Jenna Platt's a senior. Her sister Caitlin Platt is a sophomore. And then Hallie Keeler is a freshman. So excited for these girls to give golf an opportunity. And also excited to see them grow. And then on the boys' side, you know, we got 12, 14 boys out. You know, it's kind of hard. We got a couple that are trying to do both track and golf. So, you know, on the boys' side, you're returning, you know, Chase Jotty from a fourth place finish at state tournament a year ago. And then senior Braden Bonsack. And then also, you know, Kobe Van Tiger is another kid I'm really excited for what he can do this year. You can tell he's put a lot of time in it, has really improved. So those kind of three, you know, our returners kind of from last year, Austin Eblin would be in that group. And then we got some freshmen that are going to see what they can do with golf as well.
For the boys team, they're looking to earn a Rolling Valley Conference championship after placing first last year in the conference standings. On the opposite end for the girls, Coach Wollum is just looking for motivation day in and day out and to see gradual improvement throughout the year.
Well, you know, on the boys' side, definitely, you know, we want to compete for a conference championship and, you know, see where we can go from there. On the girls' side, I just want to see these girls improve from the first meet to the end of the year. I want to see how much these girls can improve, you know, with their first time being golfers. And you know, they've been working hard at it, so, you know, extremely proud of them so far. And I'm just excited to see what they can do by the end of the year.
Coach Wollum is adjusting from the girls' basketball season to now the golf season. He is most looking forward to playing with the kids out on the course while improving his own game.
Well, too, a chance for me to get on the course as well with the kids. You know, I like to work on my game too. And so, you know, it's kind of fun. You know, golf's a game that you can play with the kids and you know, really develop some relationships with them that way as well.
As Mother Nature continues to have a distaste for a warm spring sports season, Cam is just looking to go out and compete on the course, particularly in warmer weather. With an upcoming meet on Thursday against Southwest Valley in Essex, it looks like the Cougars will finally get their chance.
You know, just an opportunity to go play. You know, we haven't played a ton of holes, you know, in practices. And, you know, Mother Nature has not been the most cooperative this spring. So we're trying to get out there and play some holes when we get an opportunity to. But, you know, we haven't played a whole full nine-hole round yet walking. So trying to see how that goes and just see what happens and kind of lay the foundation for, you know, the season and just hopefully to see some improvement.
Cam's Triangular in Avoca that was scheduled for Tuesday has been canceled due to weather conditions. They will have their first chance at a competition coming up this Thursday at the Happy Hollow Country Club starting at 4 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.